Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Good evening, everyone. This is Allison, and I hope you are all well this evening. Thank you for joining us on Visible by Numbers on beautiful VBS Radio. We have a very special guest this evening, Pamela Owsley, author of Life Colors, What Your Aura Colors Say About You, and Make Your Dreams Come True, and now her newly released book, Love Colors. Now, being a numerologist, I often explore other areas of spiritual philosophy, and I think it was 4 years ago when I was studying the auras that I discovered the book Life Colors by Pamela Owsley. I was fascinated by Pamela's book because as she described the various traits of the aura colors, I realized what she was describing was actually the spiritual qualities of the numbers. Your aura colors are a reflection of your vibration, just as your numbers found in your numerology chart are the same. And as soon as I heard that Pamela wrote another book, I knew that I had to get her on the program to discuss this fascinating subject. Now, let me tell you a little bit about her. Pamela is an author, consultant, lecturer, and professional psychic. Since 1983, she has traveled extensively throughout the country, presenting seminars, conducting workshops about the emerging human potential, psychic abilities, auras, and the power of our beliefs to create our reality. Her radio show can be heard live in the Santa Barbara area, and she also has been a frequent guest on many television and radio shows. Please join me as I welcome our special guest, Pamela Owsley. Hi, Pam.
Hello, Allison. Wow, that was quite an introduction.
Well, I could have gone on and on.
I have to meet some high standards now.
Yeah, now you're right there. We got you in the spotlight. You got to live up to all of that now.
I love you saying that the aura colors and numerology match. And have you noticed that astrology does the same?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Isn't that cool?
It's amazing. Even palmistry is quite the same as well. It's almost as though there's many different places to get the information. We weren't left here clueless. Is that how you kind of look at it?
That's exactly how. That's what I tell people. I feel like we had a plan when we came here. We decided we wanted to have a certain theme to our life and certain things, that experiences that we wanted to have. And we left clues behind just in case we got here and went, now why did I come here? What's this about? So we've left clues behind in many forms.
I absolutely agree. I absolutely agree. And I tell you, I was fascinated not only by just the incredible detail. And when you're doing the detail, we're talking about the numbers, I mean, the colors in numbers to me, of course. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was incredible detail, and it was just so right on with what the meanings of the numbers were. And really, it was a very insightful book for me because it actually taught me some extra things about numerology. But before we get going here, I do want to encourage our listeners, those of you that are listening, to go to Pamela's website. It's www.auracolors.com. It's AuraColors.com. And take the color test while you're listening to the show and maybe figure out what your own love color is, because later in the show we're going to be opening up our lines for your questions to Pamela, and so you can be prepared well in advance by knowing what your colors are. So, Pamela, how about telling our listening audience a little bit about yourself? Like, I'm really kind of fascinated. When did you realize you were seeing auras? Was this something you just did from birth? And maybe tell us a little bit about how you actually see them.
Okay, great. Well, first of all, no, this is not something that I have done since birth. About 24 years ago, I, out of curiosity, went to hear a psychic speak. Mm-hmm. And this is how it all started. I walked into the room, and he pulled me up in front of the audience that night and said, you know how to do this work, too. You are psychic. I want you to start telling people what you see about them. So basically, I got thrown into the water. So,
wow.
Excuse me.
Wow.
I know. I was amazed to see that I did know specific things about people. For example, I knew that a woman was pregnant, and she didn't even know she was pregnant because I saw the spirit of a little girl standing next to her. So she went to the doctor the next day, found out she was pregnant, and she did end up having a little girl. So it was very specific information. And so I started practicing doing the psychic work, and about a year later, I met a woman who could see auras, and she thought, she was in her 50s, she thought everyone could see auras, and it wasn't until she was in her 50s that she realized that other people were not seeing what she was seeing. Mm-hmm. And so she would describe certain things that she got about people, about their aura colors, and because it was matching with what I was picking up psychically about people,
uh-huh.
I went, oh, that's a violet. Oh, I get it now. That's the same traits I've been picking up about certain people. Oh, that's a yellow aura color. Okay, I get it. So mm-hmm. after psychically picking them up, then I developed the ability to then also be able to see them. And yes,
and
I had been having different psychic experiences throughout my life, but I didn't put it to that because I just thought it was a coincidence, and you know, I had never been taught about psychics, so I didn't label it as that. So after I started developing the abilities, I went, well, now that makes sense, that dream that mm-hmm. I had and that thing that I knew about people. Now I see that that was mm-hmm. that natural ability that was starting to develop.
Mm-hmm. People don't realize that they can actually train themselves to see auras, right?
Yes, exactly right.
Yeah.
And I believe that psychic abilities and seeing auras is a natural ability that we have, the sixth mm-hmm. sense, whatever, that most of us have been raised to believe that it's not realistic, so we just kind of lose it at a young age. But I am mm-hmm. seeing a lot of babies and children reacting to the aura. Haven't you seen babies, they'll reach out towards somebody and smile, and other people, they pull back and cry? And the same with animals. I see dogs barking at one person, and I look at what mm-hmm. they're seeing in the aura, and I go, oh, I see what you're barking at.
Right.
And with other people, they wag their tail, and they're all friendly. So
right.
I do see they are sensing the aura.
Right, exactly. I really do believe that. And I also think that a lot of older people, especially within the last 5 years, are really getting in tuned with or being awakened to their psychic abilities. And the numbers, it fascinates me because so many of the numbers are talking about specific abilities like mediumship, clairvoyance, clairsentience. And I find that when I'm doing numerology for people, and I always bring that into the reading to try to let them know that there's something very strong in their chart. And they're almost grateful or thankful that I've given them an explanation for occurrences in their life that they just couldn't put in the proper place because it was paranormal. It was something that
right.
everybody else didn't do. And actually, like you say, everyone is psychic. Everyone is. You know, it's just a matter of working with it or sometimes just acknowledging it, don't you think?
Right, yes, and the degrees. Some mm-hmm. people are really, well, there are certain aura colors like blues and violets
mm-hmm.
are really natural with their psychic abilities, and it seems to come easier for them. And some
mm-hmm.
of the colors that can be more challenging, like some of the tans, logical
tans. Oh,
yeah, tans. For example, they tend to live more in their analytical mind. So
sure.
they don't always process that way easily, and they don't always trust it as much. Even though they still have that ability, they don't activate it or use it as naturally as, say, blues and violets do.
Right. Well, with tans, like I've actually put a number to your colors. And what I say, I put the number 4 to tans. And what I usually say is I usually don't get 4s for numerology readings because they actually don't. They don't
That's
go
it.
For psychic readings. So,
That's exactly right.
Yeah, exactly. Well, maybe
I don't get many tans coming in for readings either because they don't believe in it, unless they're a combination, a tan yellow, a tan violet, a tan blue. If they're a combination,
exactly.
I can see occasionally. But even then, they sit there with their arms crossed in front of them going, well, my wife told me to come here, but, you know, I'm totally a skeptic. I go, okay, I understand. You've got tan in your aura. I can work with that.
That's so true. And I also like the fact, like, I got to tell you, I actually took your numbers, and I took my own personal numerology chart, and I took my husband's, and then I took the first 5 numbers, which in numerology we have 5 very specific numbers that defines your energy. And
mm-hmm.
I actually put the colors to the numbers, the way that I determined your colors. And you actually identified the first 5 numbers in my chart using your colors, the same thing with my husband. So that's just how closely in tuned the interpretations are, that your colors can actually be people's numbers.
How fun is that? For example, like, what's your life path number, and what aura colors did you discover?
Okay, well, I'm a life path 7. And this was
so
something... Are you really?
Yeah,
okay,
I am.
Well, I really relate to crystals, a lot of the information with crystals, with sevens. Now, I don't know if you do, but I do. And I also, what I told you when we were talking about our coming onto the show, that your interpretation for what the crystals, I started to apply some of that almost experimentally to some of my clients that were sevens, especially the part about being a chameleon and absorbing energy, and this is why sevens, we do very well on a one-on-one basis.
Mm-hmm.
However, when we get in a crowd with a lot of people coming at us at once, sometimes it can create a little bit of anxiety or making you feel a little bit upset. And that's why sevens have a tendency to withdraw. And I sent a lot of my clients to your website, and I said, just for the sake of experiment, take this test and email me back and let me know what your color is. And when I got that information, I was absolutely fascinated that they were all of them crystals.
Wow.
Now, I see that you say that it's a rare color, but I found that a lot of my seven clients actually related to that.
Well, if you have crystal in your aura, then you'll probably attract more crystals to you. I'm a blue-yellow who's added violet, and predominantly when I do workshops, the workshops are filled with blues and yellows and violets.
Right.
So we tend to attract those colors to us that we are.
But we also have other colors. Like,
I
think that in numerology, there's other colors that temper some of the different colors. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh,
yes. If you're a seven and you're possibly want to spend time alone, but if you have yellow or blue in your aura, quite possibly that's going to temper the energy of the seven and actually cause you to be different, you know, maybe be a little bit more outgoing or a little bit better able to handle things. And
right.
So with numerology, we do an interpretation kind of looking at all the different kinds of energies.
Well, that makes perfect sense. And the same thing with astrology. If there's a sun sign, a rising sign, and a moon sign, they all balance each other out and temper each other.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Maybe you could explain, or maybe for those that... I'm sure there's not too many that don't know what an aura is, but could you, like, maybe explain or give your interpretation?
Right. Mm-hmm. The aura is an energy field. The scientists call it an electromagnetic field because we're all, now they're discovering through quantum physics that everything is energy. And
mm-hmm.
So it's an energy field. Sorry, my voice is kind of shot today.
I believe it.
That's what happens when I do, you know, seven clients in one day. Anyway,
sure.
It'll clear up. So it's an energy field, and what I see is these beautiful colored glowing lights that come off of people in bands, and it looks like it surrounds a person like light glowing off of a light bulb, so it's in all directions.
Mm-hmm.
And the different colored bands, like there's a band that encircles the body all the way around that's close to the body, and then the
mm-hmm.
second band, those are usually the two life colors or love colors. Those are the two colors that reveal a person's personality type. What they're
mm-hmm.
like in relationships, the careers that they're going to be the most drawn to and the most fulfilled in, basically
mm-hmm.
their life purpose, even
mm-hmm.
how they perceive money, potential health problems. There is a whole lot revealed about a person's personality type in their life colors. The one or two colors closest to a person's body doesn't usually change over a lifetime, although I will never limit someone and tell them they can never change their love colors because
mm-hmm.
I don't believe in that.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we have free will. There are lots of different outer bands in a person's aura, and those colors change all the time according
mm-hmm.
to what's going on with the person at the time. So, for example, if they're really angry, a lot of red will start flaring up in the outer bands. It doesn't affect their love colors, their life colors. I exchanged those two words because of the two books that I've written. But it doesn't affect their life colors. They're still going to be the same personality. It's just that right now they're angry, and so red shows up in the outer bands of their aura, and that can also go away once they're not angry anymore.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
And some people have really big auras. Most people have about 6 feet of bands out from them. That's
mm-hmm.
an average aura. Violets mm-hmm. tend to have really big auras because they're the performers and the leaders and the speakers, so they need to reach audiences and the masses,
mm-hmm.
so they tend to have
mm-hmm.
very large auras.
That's interesting you say that. Yeah.
Pardon?
Well, my husband, that's one of his primary colors, and we've actually had aura photographs and things done, and that's one of the major comments that they make about him, is that what a large extended aura field he has. So it's interesting that you say that. So
yeah, it's very common. Oprah's a violet. John and Robert Kennedy are violets. George Clooney's a yellow violet. They're bigger than life. Violets are. And then hands tend to keep their feelings and their thoughts to themselves, so they tend to hold in their aura so it doesn't extend as much. So I can see tans keeping their auras tightly next to their bodies, and sometimes they can only see like 1 or 2 feet out from them because they're very private and very much more in their heads, and they don't want you invading their space. So they do have smaller auras usually.
Right. Well, maybe just for discussion's sake, or just to give people a tiny little taste of it, maybe if you, let's just say, do 1 or 2 lines about each color, if you could just kind of put it into a, you know, a little short brief thing, tell people what a red is like, orange.
Okay.
You know,
okay, just briefly. Reds are, it's all about being physical animals and physical beings on the planet. Madonna has a lot of red, very hot-tempered, very sexual, very sensual. Marilyn Monroe and Anna Nicole Smith, red-yellow combinations. It's all about being physical. They don't usually believe in all this stuff. Now, of course, Madonna's added violet in her aura now, but it's all about physical. I usually see them being truck drivers and, you know, moving boulders and surgeons and dancers, something that where they're physical. Oranges are the daredevils on the planet, Evel Knievel, Jackie Chan. I see them being race car drivers, stunt drivers, jumping out of airplanes, climbing Mount McKinley, and they need to put their lives on the line to feel alive. Very intelligent, very bright, very calculated risks, but they still love risk-taking.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have the magentas. Magenta, let's see, think Kramer on Seinfeld. They tend to be very outrageous. Andy Warhol was a magenta. Very artistic, very creative, usually very bizarre, kind of outlandish. I usually see them in places like San Francisco where they can hide out because they don't usually fit in. Think purple mohawk, a bazillion body piercings. Magentas are eccentric, but it's still all about physical reality. Then we've got yellows. Yellows are the big, fun-loving kids on the planet. They love to laugh. They're playful. They can either be very sensitive or they can be very stubborn and very lively. So there's a couple different kinds of yellows. But yellows are here to bring joy to the planet and to help it heal on some level. So I see yellows. Yellows, if they had their way, wouldn't be working at all unless it was fun or creative. A lot of times they have a fear of commitment. I see them a lot being creative people, writers, artists, designers, where they don't want to fit into the box. I see them also becoming healers. They're natural healers. They've got a lot of energy that comes out of their body, of their hands a lot. Or I see them getting into physical work. They're aerobics instructors and yoga instructors and landscapers and gardeners and construction workers. So they, again, they're physical body, but they're big kids. And typically yellows don't age. So I think John Denver is a yellow.
Right,
Brad
that would
Pitt
be the number
is a,
three. Yeah,
yeah, Brad Pitt is a yellow tan. So you see that big kid in there, right? Goldie Hawn, Meg Ryan, and Jennifer Aniston are blue yellows. Do you see how they just don't age? That's the yellow part of them. Then we have the tans, which we've discussed before. Tans, again, very logical, analytical, methodical. They like to do steps 1, 2, 3, 4, security, stability, practicality, logic. They typically like the security of a paycheck, and they don't like change. That's a tan. Greens are the type A personalities, the workaholics, very driven to accomplish. Now, greens and violets sometimes get confused with each other because they can be similar, but they have different intentions. Donald Trump is a green with yellow. Bill Gates is a green with violet. Do you see all the money driven? Rockefeller had a lot of green. They tend to be very bright, powerful, ambitious, go-getter, workaholics. In power, they can achieve anything. Out of power, you know, you're fired is a good example of a green. Okay, they don't mess around with it. You will never win an argument with a green. They like to be in charge, and they're very powerful, and they like to be right. Then we have the blues. Blues, and you have some blue in your aura, Allison.
Oh, I know.
Blues are very people-oriented, very loving, very kind, very nurturing, very from the heart. Blues like to work one-on-one with people. I see a lot of blues being teachers, counselors, nurses. They want to help people feel loved here and find their life path. Blues are the nurturers. They're the natural caretakers on the planet. So, again, I see them teaching, counseling, nursing. Blue's priority is spirituality and relationships. All Blues believe in a higher power, and we always have ever since we were young. Mm-hmm. And Blues just are the most psychic of all the aura colors. And also, they can be the most emotional of all the aura colors. We can watch those commercials. Yeah, that's a blue. We can watch commercials and cry. Blues cry when they're happy, when they're sad, when they're angry. And blues will rescue people. They will be friends with people that most other people don't want to be near.
Right.
Blues take in the stray animals.
Right. Just to validate just a little bit there on seeing blue in my aura, I actually have 2 sixes in my cores, plus it's my hidden passion, which means I've got a boatload of blue energy. And what's really interesting is barking in the background was one of my adopted animals from the SCCA. That's kind of funny. I really believe that everything that you said, you know, sixes are the most loving, the cosmic parent, the writer of wrongs. They have that big heart, help people. Everything that you said, I mean, I'm like, that's 666. That's what, you know, I keep hearing, when I'm reading your book, I'm seeing numbers. So
that's great.
Because my life path being a 7, a majority of my energy being a 6, and also a lot of 3s, which is 3 is inspirational, artistic, happy-go-lucky, kind of a goofball.
There's the yellow. There's the yellow I picked up in your aura, too. And you have a touch of violet, too, Allison, which we're going to talk about now. You've got some violet in your aura. Violets, and you probably have a lot of violets listening to this show, probably a lot of blues and yellows, but also violets. Violets are the humanitarian visionaries on the planet. Violets come from the third eye chakra. They want to help the masses. They want to shift the consciousness of the planet, educate the masses to have peace and harmony on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Violets in power are leaders. They're charismatic. They want to inspire people to believe in themselves, to reconnect with their souls, to live higher principles. Again, look at Oprah, Spielberg, mm-hmm. George Lucas. Violets usually have messages to give out to the planet. Now, violets in power are dynamic leaders, visionaries. I see them getting involved in things like the media, the radio. They're writers, they're artists, they're designers, they're filmmakers, actors. Musicians, violets love music, violets have a dream to travel, although blues love staying at home. So violets get involved in teaching or psychology, and violets mm-hmm. also get involved in causes. And occasionally I see violets, not occasionally, a lot, I can see some violets get involved in politics and law. When violets mm-hmm. are out of power, they get really scattered. There's either 20 things they want to do or they don't know which way to go next. So it's a good mm-hmm. thing you've got a little bit of blue in your aura, or a lot of blue in your aura, because blues will stay more down to earth.
Right.
Where violets are like, oh, there's so much to do in this lifetime. How do I get it all done? And most mm-hmm. violets felt, ever since they were young, violets usually feel like they're here to do something bigger. Like they don't want to fit in the box. Violets want to do their own careers, their own projects. They're not typical employees.
Mm-hmm.
And if they are an employee, they can sometimes feel frustrated, like they don't have the freedom to do their bigger projects.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a violet. Then we've got the indigos, and we're all hearing about the indigo children showing up on the planet now.
Mm-hmm.
Indigos, oh boy, they tend to be very highly advanced spiritually. Many of them are very psychic at a young age. They can remember other lives. They can read minds. They will not be manipulated by guilt or force or punishment. They sense that there's something wrong with the planet and they don't like how the planet's being run right now. A lot of violets are adding indigo into their aura, so I'm seeing a lot of violets going, oh, I'm an indigo, and I go, well, really, you're a violet, but you've added indigo. One
mm-hmm.
of the hallmarks of an indigo, not always the case, but very common, they're very beautiful children, and
mm-hmm.
they can appear androgynous. With indigos, it's hard to tell sometimes if they're male, female, gay or straight, or in Michael Jackson's case, black or white.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jackson right now is the only famous indigo that I've seen out there, and he is wounded. He did have a tough childhood.
Mm-hmm.
But you understand those are indigos. And violets used to push people's buttons in the 60s because that's when the violet age started.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the violet age now. The hippies, the Beatles, the peace movement, that's
mm-hmm.
all violet energy.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's the indigos that are pushing people's buttons.
Right.
A lot of them are being diagnosed as autistic or ADD and put on medication, which is so bad for indigos.
Yeah.
And then we've got the Lavenders, and lavenders, I don't see that many lavenders. Lavenders are very sensitive, childlike, creative beings. They can be, on the downside, they can be a little spacey and don't spend a lot of time in their bodies. They have a hard time being in physical reality. And what they're supposed to do is travel into other dimensions and fantasy lands and bring that information back to this dimension and do creative artistic works with it so the rest of us can feel, like, can experience some of those dimensions. But mm-hmm. most lavenders have a hard time staying grounded enough to make a living.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a rough time here. A lot of times when you're talking to a lavender, you can't tell if anybody's at home. Hello, is anyone in there? And then crystals. Well, crystals, and here's the funny thing, Allison. I believe that crystals are rare, although people are telling me more and more crystals are starting to show up here. And crystals mm-hmm. are, again, they have a clear aura. They tend to be auric chameleons, so when they're hanging out with a blue, they start acting and adding blue in their mm-hmm. aura. When they're hanging out with a yellow, they put yellow in their aura, and then they start behaving like a yellow. Mm-hmm. And they're amazing healers. They need quiet. They need a lot of peace and quiet. They can't be a lot around a lot of people because it blows out their circuits. But
yeah.
they're very good channels for healing energy. As long as they work on one person at a time, then they have to go someplace quiet and meditate and be in the garden and, you know, just really spend time with their spirituality. Very sensitive
right.
beings. And a lot of the crystals can be psychic, too.
Right. Well, I just found,
those are the
found
colors.
It fascinating. Yeah, that's,
uh-huh.
it's absolutely fascinating how they relate. I mean, I'm sure you go, you're such a blue, and I go, you're such a six or you're such a five or whatever. And so I was just kind of not only blown away by the correlation, but also the incredible detail that you give in your explanation, especially in your book, which people, you got to get the book, because the amount of detail that you put in, I mean, what you just gave was a sampling, but even both books really, it's a huge amount of information that people can relate to and identify themselves and find themselves in the colors. And I don't know about you, but with numerology, you know, one of the major things that I feel it's a beautiful tool for is to help people to celebrate what their energy is and learn to love it, identify it, acknowledge it, work with it. You know, this is who you are, and you really can't be anyone else. And so you really need to identify that. And then once you have that, then move, you know, grow with it. You know, you use the term being in your power. And in numerology, we also, you know, people are bound to their energy. They're working it, growing with it, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody's not in their power, we would say that they're unbalanced, that they would have negative qualities, just like you do in your book. You
exactly
go into an incredible
right.
amount of detail there. It's just fascinating. All of this is really fascinating to me.
Right, and the reason we do this work is to help people not only understand themselves better and be able to live authentically so they can be happy and fulfilled mm-hmm. in their lives, but
mm-hmm.
you also find, I'm sure, that it helps us understand each other. Just
right.
like, oh, I can see that, you know, I understand now you're a yellow. Well, no wonder you act like this. Well, that's okay mm-hmm. then. I love and accept for you for who you are, and especially in
exactly.
relationships.
Exactly. Listen, Pamela, I do believe that I heard a caller beep in. Do we have a caller?
Yes, we're actually about to take calls. We've had a few. I was wondering, do you want to start taking calls now?
Yeah, well, sure. We'll take Pamela, are you ready for some calls?
Sure.
Okay,
go ahead.
You got it. Well, I actually had a question as well. What about,
okay, well done.
What about black children? I mean, not, you know, ethnically speaking, but I mean the black children.
You mean a black aura?
No, the black children, which I would refer to as the black children.
Hmm.
Think on that for a while. We'll talk about it later. But it's a good thing. The children that actually have it all, they have all the light spectrums. They actually have come here whole.
Well, now, Don, that's in really, it's Don, right? Not Dan? Don.
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 Don. You know, that's an interesting one. I don't ever see black around somebody because, to me, black is the absence of color and white
right.
is the inclusion of all the colors.
Right,
I see
right.
white light around people, but that's interesting. I've never heard the term black children
well,
before.
Well, everything is a black hole.
Uh-huh.
Everything is a manipulation of that light. And black holes set the universes in motion. Without them, there wouldn't be the universe that they're in. It's that number eight infinity symbol. It is that oneness, the completion.
Wow.
Even though nine, well, I won't go into it. Sorry.
See, I learn something new every day.
Well, no, think on it. Get back to me, because I don't know what I'm talking about. Anyways,
oh.
I love you all, and I'm going to put the first caller on now.
Thanks,
okay,
Don.
Thanks, Don. Okay, we're going to wait. Do we have a caller?
Yes, hi.
Hi, who's calling?
This is Julia.
Hi, Julia. Julia, do you have your computer turned off? Because I'm getting an echo.
Okay, I just turned it way down. How's that? Is that
Thank
better?
Thank you. Do you have a question for Pamela?
Yeah, I went on her website, and I did the Aura Callers, and I was just calling to see what she gets, and if she wants me to tell her first what I got, or if she wants to...
Well, Julia, let me do it. You said Julia, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Julia, first let me see if I can get a visual of you, okay, and see if I can pick up the colors that are around you, and then we'll see if it matched with what you tested, okay?
Okay.
What color hair and eyes do you have?
I have hazel eyes and dark brown hair.
Dark brown hair. Dark brown hair.
Mm-hmm.
And hazel eyes. Let me look at this. Hold on, because it feels to me like you weren't always supported as a child to be who you really are. I'm picking up some blue in your aura. I'm picking up that you've learned tan, and it almost feels to me like you were actually born a blue with violet, and you've added some tan and possibly a little touch of crystalline yellow, but right now it feels to me like you may have actually been born a blue and violet but have learned the tan. What did you test?
I got blue, and
uh-huh.
I did the logical tan and the sensitive
uh-huh.
tan.
Yes, you see all that tan that I picked up around you?
Yeah,
your blue is clear. That one I have no problem with. The
mm-hmm.
tan, honestly, Julia, I feel like you learned that from your childhood and your family environment. You learned it to fit in here. You learned it to be accepted here. And you do a real good tan. You've learned how to do it very well.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you have a little touch of violet suppressed in there that I can barely see and feel, but I can feel it's in there, which then what that'll do is you, Violet, somehow deep inside you feel like maybe there's still something missing, but you can't get your hands on it. It's like, guy, I wish I could do something maybe creative or help the planet, and the Tana party view will go, well, that's not practical, and you just need to stay back and do what you can back here.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, don't you have those feelings?
Oh, yeah.
See,
definitely
you're one
right
of those
on.
Blue Violets. You're one of those blue violets that was not supported to be a violet, so you became a blue tan. And I see that a lot of violets going, well, nobody told me it was okay to be a violet because violets have to dream big and they have to fly and they need to do bigger things. And blues go, oh, but that seems so arrogant and so that's not possible. And then you just hide out.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So one of the things I hear to say to you, Julia, with that little bit of violet that I can still see peeking through there, I feel like you have a desire to do this and you're not doing it full out enough. I love you expressing yourself through your creativity. So whether you write or paint or do pottery, something that you could get in touch with your creativity, I feel like some of that violet energy will reemerge with you.
Oh, good.
That makes sense? Don't you have, like, a closet desire to do creative things?
Yeah, I actually went to school for design.
See? That's a violet.
I just haven't been doing it.
That's what I mean by I can feel the violet in there, but it feels suppressed.
Wow, you're good.
thanks.
She's Pamela Oldley. Yes, she's there.
And I am a number 6 as well. That's my life path, a 6.
There you go. There you
and
go.
And you said that's
awesome.
A blue, right, Allison?
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
yeah,
thank
well,
you.
She's okay with the blue. She just the violet is what feels like it's still missing.
Yeah.
Right, and with her blue, you know, just to throw in a little numerology, with her 6 life path is a lot of duty and responsibility to family, and quite often 6s sacrifice what they need and what they desire and what makes them happy because they're busy taking care of others, and quite often a lot of talents go underdeveloped in a 6. Because they are just too busy and too much doing responsibility in their life. So it makes a lot of sense when you say, you know, that her creativity, you know, is maybe something that she needs to get in touch with.
Right. Hopefully that will get her back in touch with her violet. And Allison, we've been using the language of the aura for centuries. Look, we talk about true blue and I'm feeling blue today. That's totally a blue, a blues character. And then we've got red with passion and red with anger, and we've got the little yellow happy faces.
Oh yeah.
And I'm feeling kind of chicken yellow today. And then we've got the royal violets, and we've got green with envy and green money. Mm-hmm. Look at how we've been using it in our language for a long time.
Exactly, exactly.
So you wonder where it comes from? It's because people were sensing and seeing the auras.
Exactly. Julia, did that help?
That was awesome. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for calling. You too,
thank
dear.
You. Bye-bye.
Have fun.
Wonderful.
You know, Allison, Allison?
Yes, I'm right here.
One of the dilemmas that can show up between a blue and a violet is violets really want to do things that a blue would consider selfish or arrogant or self-centered. They go, oh, my gosh, what if you fell out? Who do you think you are? People are just going to think, what do you think you're trying to do? That's not practical, so blues will hold back, just like what you said, to please others. And
right,
exactly. You know, make others happy first.
Right, exactly. Well, I'm fascinated. I mean, I could probably talk to you well into the midnight on this. But
I know, wouldn't this be fun?
It would be fun. I did want to bring up your book, Love Colors, because, gosh, there's so much there in that book. Chapters on how to meet your potential Mr. and Mrs. Right based on the love colors. You actually told people where to go to find someone. Like, if they understand what their colors are, they can actually check in your book to see what other colors that they would probably have a good relationship with. And you actually have this chapter on where to go to find them. You want to tell people a little bit about that chapter? Because that
was a
fun chapter.
Right, don't you think that's a real practical thing, huh? Because
if you're going to go looking for Mr. Right, you gave them the directions. I love it.
Yeah, that's it. Because you know what? I've heard people on shows go, well, go to the library and hang out at the library and maybe meet someone. I go, well, which section are you going to go into the library? If you want to meet a tan, yes, go where they're talking about electronics and computer software and safe investments. If you want to meet a violet, you go to the travel section, or you go to the philosophy, spirituality, psychology, you know, those sections, or music. You go, that's where the violets hang out. I write in the book different places that each one of
those
what careers they're usually in. Someone trying to talk to us?
Yeah, I think we got a caller, Pamela. Hold on, caller. Are you done, Pamela, or did you want to just say a little bit more
no,
on that?
No, that's okay, but you can see, if you want to meet certain colors, these are the places that they work. These are the places they hang out.
Right.
And if you go to these places, you increase your chances of meeting one of those people.
Wonderful. It was a great chapter. I loved it. Caller, hi. How are you? I suppose you got a question for Pamela. Who are you?
Good. My name's Kathy. I'm from Canada.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Good.
And you have a question for Pamela?
Sure. I don't have a computer, so I don't know my colors, but I figure they're probably blue and yellow.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You got it exactly. I already knew as soon as I heard your voice. I go, oh, she's a blue-yellow. You're exactly right. See how intuitive blues are? The thing with blues is we have to learn how to really trust that intuition and act on it, because otherwise we can get real confused going, well, should I do this or not? Should I do this or not? Blues always know. They have a psychic ability. So you are a blue, and you got that spunky yellow. And you're not always allowed, I feel like at times I want to say people don't always support you in it. Like at times I feel like you felt alone in your desire, like nobody's listening to you enough. You know, people don't listen to you enough. You don't get to be supported enough in doing what you want to do. So you understand you've got that side that is sometimes felt alone?
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's not good for a blue-yellow, because blues want to have people that support them, and yellows want to have people that they have fun with and laugh with, although you yellows do need time and space alone. So at least you take that. I just feel like at times you don't know what to do with that space. Like, I want to do something, and I got some alone time, but then you sort of get a little lost with it. I'm really glad you knew you were blue-yellow.
Well, I figure I'm going to be famous eventually, so.
Pardon?
I said, I figure I'm going to be famous eventually. I'm waiting to get into a class
to do acting?
No, to do mediumship.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a blue thing to do. That's a total blue thing to do.
Yeah,
blue's
I was
the
on the radio
of all the
with
colors.
You the last time.
Can you say that again, Kathy? I didn't quite hear you.
I'm Cassie from ShrineOfHope.com.
Oh, okay. From ShrineOfHope.com. Okay, wonderful website. A lot of spiritual, wonderful spiritual website. Hi, Kathy. How are you? Okay, so we've determined that you got some psychic ability based on your colors and Pamela's interpretation of them. Does that help you out, Kathy?
Yep.
Okay, well, thank you for calling.
Welcome. Thank you.
Okay, Kathy, have fun with that. And I hope that you switch that belief around that people aren't always supportive of you, okay? That comes from something old in your childhood. So you just do what you know is right and be happy with it, and people will show up.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Hi, Kathy.
Hey.
You know, Pamela, you're talking about the bringing in the childhood, you know, and different things that are kind of laid upon us in our childhood, that kind of where we try to be something that we're not, or we try to live up to other people's expectations or standards.
Right.
And what you're talking about there in numerology, that's identified by numbers that we call challenges, and challenges are actually things that are taught to us in our childhood that begins to create problems for us really being our authentic selves.
Mm-hmm.
And so I find that fascinating, you bringing that into each of these readings. And I think it was The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz when he was writing that book. That book is absolutely talking about the challenges in numerology, about what happens to us and how it affects us. So once again, you know, there's another spoke in that wheel where all things lead to the same information.
Funny. You know, one of my very closest friends actually published and helped him write that book.
Really?
Yeah, Janet Mills, Amber Allen Publishing. That's her book.
Well, I gotta say, you know, I read that book, and that was, you know, there's been certain books that I've read in the course of study with numerology, my work with numerology. Of course, I read everything. I can't help myself.
Uh-huh.
And there's some that have literally brought me to, you know, a place of being very humble and acknowledging such incredible work by other people that validates what it is that I do. And so that his
right.
book is very important. So is yours. But you know what? Can't talk about that. We've got a caller. Who's calling?
Hi, Allison and Pamela. It's Terry.
Hi, Terry.
How are you? This is such a fun show.
Good.
Oh, good. Well, you know she's got some yellow in her aura to talk about how fun it is, huh?
Yeah, possibly, yes. I did the test, but I'm curious, Pamela, what you see.
Okay, Terry, let me tune into you by getting a visual of you, okay? What color hair and eyes do you have?
I have dark brown hair and hazel eyes.
And hazel eyes. Uh-huh. Okay, let me look at you. Now, do you consider hazel brown-green or green-blue?
Brown-green.
Brown-green, okay. And you've got dark brown hair.
Yes.
Yep, you were actually, seriously, you were born of violet with yellow. You've added some blue, and every so often you add a little touch of green.
Interesting.
What did you test as? And sometimes you even add tan. You're so cute. But I actually get you might come across, matter of fact, I'm wondering if you were actually born a blue violet, and now you're becoming a yellow violet. No, you've definitely got a touch of yellow in there. So did you test high on any of the blue, violet, and yellow?
I tested highest indigo, crystal, then violet, then blue.
Uh-huh. A lot of violets, like I said earlier, are adding indigo into their auras now, and they're understanding, they're taking on the frequencies of indigos. When I look at you as a child, I'm seeing a lot of violet in your aura, and you've added the indigo. And then the crystal, that might be why I'm going, well, there's a little bit of blue. No, there's a little bit of yellow. Crystals do that to me.
Yes.
Do you understand where they take on, they sort of are auric chameleons? But
yes,
a lot of you yellows are also sensitive like crystals. They're very similar. So I wouldn't be surprised that you don't have some of that crystal energy in there, and that's why I'm seeing so many of the different colors around you.
Right.
Okay?
Tend to do that.
It just means that you have many, many different colors.
Right. So
hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, I had a question. As it seems, I oftentimes will pick up in chameleon other people's energy when I'm around them, sort of mirroring their behavior. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering if you have any suggestions for that.
Also, Allison, I would love to hear what you get about this numerologically, too. Usually what I tell people, if they're picking up, it's great to be empathetic. It's great to be connected with people so you can help, you know, understand them, love them, have compassion, be a great healer. But I also tell people to own your power. You don't have to be, you don't have to be controlled by.
Did you know your name and date of birth speak volumes about you as a person and as a spiritual being? Well, your personal numerology can shine a light on your life's purpose, your true potential, and give you insight about your soul's journey in this lifetime. Join Alison Bachman, host of Visible by Numbers, Monday nights at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on BBS Radio, as she unlocks the secrets of how to live a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life by using numerology as a guide. You'll be inspired by Allison's passion, her amazing on-air readings, insightful topics, and guests. You don't want to miss Allison's show Monday nights on BBS. Visit Allison at www.visiblebynumbers.com for more information. Be well.
Have all kinds of technology problems. It's okay. We just roll with it. We're going to have fun anyway. I've seen, you know, it's funny with my radio show. I walk into the studio, and they haven't had problems all day. I walk into the studio, and all the switchboards go out. The electronics go out, and they go, Pam, stop messing with the energy in here.
Well, I suppose if we put our both of us together, that's got to be a little bit of...
I think so. I think
so. Because I was just sitting there going, this is going really great, and now I guess I get to take a break and figure
yeah,
out
Yeah, it's okay. We just breathe, and we let people, you know, listen.
Okay.
It's okay. Okay.
Well, as long as we got this time, we don't have a caller on, right, do we? Are we done with the caller, right? It's just you and I right now, right? We don't have a caller?
As far as I know. I don't hear a caller on there. I wanted to tell the person when people, because I get this complaint a lot from people that they're over, you know, really affected by people, and it kind of affects them and it blows their circuits out and they're not happy with it. So I go, you know what, own your power. You know, call it back in and just say that, you know, you're in charge of this and you're in control, and you can still be compassionate and heal people and care about them, but you don't have to be negatively affected by people. You can own your power.
Mm-hmm. I think what I was listening to just as you were when you were talking to Terry, and what perked me up was you were saying that you were seeing many colors in her aura, and this could be a little bit of the crystal. And you mentioned that the yellow and the crystal can sometimes be a little bit like each other.
Yes.
Okay. Now, what I find with sevens and from trying to you know, make sense of what you're saying in your book, you know, the chameleon effect of actually becoming the energy of the person that you're talking to, it's like you all of a sudden, I mean, I have a problem if I talk to somebody who's got a southern accent. I don't mean to insult them, but in about 4 minutes, I'm doing the southern thing. If I'm doing readings for people that are very happy, I am doing that reading like the most, you know, chipper person in the world. If I'm talking to an intellectual, I become an intellectual. If people are deep, you know, all of a sudden, even the way that my words come out phrased, it just, sometimes when I listen back to some of the readings, I'm like, my God, it sounds like a different me every time. And that was one of the things that perked my attention with the crystal energy. Not that I don't want to claim it, because a lot of what it's saying there about, you know, having difficulties and whatnot, but I know that part of me is a recluse, part of me is a very, a joyful, happy person, and part of me is a really love-connected person. You know, so that would be, if you were to define my energy numerically, you know, part of it's a seeker, a spiritual being with a lot of love and compassion and empathy towards others, and also a very joyous, fun-loving, happy-go-lucky kind of a person. That's the way you would describe my energy, you know, using the numbers. So, you know, maybe one of these days I'm going to have a really long discussion with you about that crystal energy.
That would be so great to be able to compare them and see the analogies there, because I do the same thing with my blue. When I'm doing psychic readings on people, I actually take on their language, their behavior.
Do you really?
Even with somebody that's not in the room, I'll be talking to a woman and I'll go, well, this is what I'm getting from your husband, and I'll start using language and behavior. She goes, oh, my gosh, that's my husband. You even talk just like him just now. So, you know, sometimes that's what we do.
Is that the psychic stuff more than it is the seven energy? Okay, that makes sense.
Well, it's probably all related, Allison. Probably all related.
Okay. So well, I want to tell people a little bit more about your book, okay? Because I want people to get this book, okay? And if you don't mind, I just want to direct a little bit of conversation in that area. Do you mind?
I would love to
know what this book has in it. I mean, you have what to expect from relationships using love colors. It's just a fantastic chapter in this book. Just examples of how, you know, what to expect from somebody that is that color. What kind of personality traits they have and things like that. I just thought that that was in such incredible detail. I mean, this is not light reading. It's a big book, but you know, there was so much detail in it. Do you want to just like briefly?
Yeah, I wrote it as a guidebook because you know it is pretty you know all inclusive, but it's also to help people understand even how to create happiness and harmony in their relationship once they found them. First, the book is about helping people discover who they are. Then it's helping them find the love of their lives and compatible people. Then I write about, you're exactly right, what you can expect in a relationship with that kind of person so there are no mm-hmm. surprises and you don't get the rug pulled out from underneath you. You can come in with more understanding and your mm-hmm. eyes open. And mm-hmm. then even tools on how to create harmony with that particular love color so that you can have this, so both of you can be happy and fulfilled. I even have a chapter in the book dedicated to beliefs. Mm-hmm. A lot of the different individual aura colors have certain beliefs that may have come from childhood or from sabotages from other relationships, and they can be limiting, fear-based, negative beliefs. And we help identify those and then show you how you can change them so that you can have positive experiences with all your relationships. So I do devote a chapter to right. beliefs that people are carrying that might be creating less than happy results in their life.
Right, and it is very comprehensive. It's just a very comprehensive book, and I think, you know, numerology, we do numerology relationship readings. We do compare people's energy. We do much the same to identify what the person is all about, how the two energies get along, where they could have their pitfalls and where they're going to get along just ducky, and, you know, that's what we do in numerology as well. This book, using aura colors and the information that you give, I mean, it's absolutely, it's a book in itself that can, you can sit down and just doing the love colors test, you can actually do your own relationship compatibility reading based on this book. It's a wonderful, wonderful book. I just can't say enough about it. Can you tell I'm just a little bit enthusiastic?
I'm so excited that you are, Allison, and I also want people to, I really appreciate it, I honestly do. I want to let people know that just in case they've met somebody or they're involved with somebody and that person does not want to take the test, there's a mm-hmm. whole chapter in there dedicated to helping people know what somebody else's colors are based on their behavior, the words mm-hmm. that they use, the language that they speak, mm-hmm. What their priorities are. I have people reading this book that go, oh, my gosh, I know my husband is a tan and yellow, and he didn't even want to take the test, but I knew who he was based on the things that you described. I read the chapters, I read the little hints to what to look for, and I completely understand him now. Mm. So it's exciting. This whole book was written to help people understand mm-hmm. themselves and their lives and create happiness and fulfillment because that's what my life is about.
Exactly.
I like to see people happy
exactly.
and fulfilled.
And right, once you know who you are, you can live a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life, and that's my mantra.
I sincerely appreciate your support of the book. I mean, it's just my heart and soul went into it, so I appreciate that.
I can tell. Well, I refer people to your website very often because I like to validate, what I say, with numerology. I said, you can validate everything I say. Go to there and just do the life colors test, and you absolutely will get the same information, and it's fascinating to me. And, you know, even experimentally, you know, what comes back from people. And they very much enjoy your website. And speaking of your website, why don't you take a moment and tell everybody what your website is again, how to get a hold of you, and while you're at it, what's new for you, upcoming events, anything you'd like to promote? Hey, you got the floor.
Oh, thanks, Allison. Well, my website is auracolors.com, AuraColors.com, and I am in. They can take a self test. They can hear archived shows of my radio show. They can read little mini versions of their aura colors. I have what we're going to do on this website. I'm just discussing it with my web designer now. Is we're going to have a forum place where people with different aura colors can go and chat with one another. So it's
wonderful.
Okay, if you're a crystal, come on, everybody that's a crystal can come talk if you want. So at some point, we're going to figure out how to put that together. Right now, I'm still in the midst of my book tour.
Sure.
So if you go to my website, you'll be able to see where I am next and what shows I'll be on and what live appearances I'll be doing and where I've been, and just kind of read even more about what I'm doing. And there's a live streaming video so people can see me live.
And they can also order your book from there, can they not?
Yes, they can. They can order books. I've got CDs, DVDs.
You do?
Videos
mm-hmm.
for people that still have VCRs. I make my work as available and comprehensive as I possibly can.
There you go. That's the way to do it. And it's really a wonderful website. I was so happy to have discovered it and also your books. It's just wonderful. And I can't thank you enough for joining us. I do apologize for our technical difficulties, but...
I'm used to stuff like that, so it's okay. I guess I should apologize for blowing your circuits out.
Yeah, well, since I can blame it all on you, and then I don't have to apologize. Yeah,
it's a combined energy, you know?
Okay,
we're so excited about life.
Right, exactly. And you do have a newsletter, right?
I'm doing a blog, but I'm traveling so much now that I haven't been working on the blog lately, but I probably will be coming up with a newsletter. That's another thing that I'm considering putting on my site. So people can go and get their name on my list,
sure.
and I'll just
sure.
email them things.
Oh, good, because, you know, we want to hear more about you and what you're up to, okay? So
fine.
Good. Well, I can't really thank you enough for joining us.
It's been an absolute
pleasure, and certainly I'll be following your work, and I'm sure I'm going to pick these books up more than once and reread them because, I mean, it's almost like a nice little workbook on relationships than on yourself, and it really does follow along the same lines as numerology. And you really can teach other people through these books because I know as a numerologist, there's been a lot of what I call voila moments when I'm reading your work and the insight that it's given me with the numbers. So I thank you for that, frankly. I really do. So thank you for joining us tonight, Pamela, and for all.
Thank you, Allison.
Well, it's just a pleasure. And everybody, News for the Soul is coming up next on BBS Radio. Thank you for joining us this evening, and we'll be back again next week. Good night, Pamela.
Good night, Allison. Thanks again.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.